Wednesday, 23 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. We are in Revelation chapter 3. We have come here from Ezekiel chapter 8. In Ezekiel chapter 8, God would take Ezekiel back to Jerusalem and show him why he had to turn his back on his people. He had to let them go into captivity. And of course, it was because of sin. Sin always wrecks. Sin always destroys. Remember, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And let's not forget that God deals with individuals and God deals with nations as well. I believe God deals with families many times. Now, I know that we are saved or lost on the basis of our personal faith. I can't get saved for my children. I can't get saved for my grandchildren. I can pray for them. I can try to set a good example. I can encourage them. And I won't ever want them to be saved, but I cannot get saved for them. But I do know this, our lives can be a help or a hindrance when it comes to our families and other loved ones, friends, and even our enemies coming to know Christ as our Savior. But what we're looking at here is in Revelation chapter 3, the letter to the church at Philadelphia, where the Lord Jesus Christ is identified as he who hath the key of David, that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Father, do bless us now. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Lord, I want to be right in the center of your will, and I want to be there on time. That's what I want to do. I want to be where you want me, when you want me. And I probably speak for many people out in radio land today. And Lord, I'm thinking, I don't know, but I'm just thinking there may be someone listening out in this great radio audience. And the matter of where you want them to serve and when you want them to serve is of really primary importance to them. And I hope and pray that these messages will be used especially of the blessed Holy Spirit to speak to hearts and to help, that you'd give leadership and guidance. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God leads us through several different means. First of all, by his precious word. And by the way, anything he leads us to do will always be according to his word. He uses the precious word of God as we read it. The Holy Spirit speaks to our heart and life, and also God arranges circumstances in our lives as well. Well, to the angel in the church of Philadelphia, he writes, and to the angel or the messenger of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Well, that has taken us over now to Acts chapter 16. Now, Paul, he eventually will end up in Philippi, but right now he's looking for that place of service where God would have him to go. And Paul, he just simply was on the go for the Lord. I don't believe Paul sat around. You know, they say a shark never stops swimming. A shark, I'm told, swims all the time. They have to in order for the water and oxygen to circulate through their system. But, dear friend, I know that God intends for us to rest and he intends for us to sleep. But as far as Paul was concerned, he was a real, what we call a real go-getter. And God be praised for that. But he didn't want to stop. Now, Paul wanted to go some places where God didn't want him to go. And I want to address this today. The Bible says in verse 6, now when they were gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Now you say, well, preacher, didn't God say to carry the gospel into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? He did. But, dear friend, he doesn't call one person to go everywhere. He doesn't call one person to do everything. God has the keys, and he knows what his plan is. He knows where we should be and who should be there and when we should be there. And for Paul, it was not the will of God for him to go and preach in Asia. Would Paul like to preach in Asia? Sure he would. Paul said he became all things to all men, that by all means he might win some. I mean, Paul was on the go for the Lord. But the Holy Spirit kept that door locked. It would not open for Paul to go into Asia. And now in verse 7, watch this also. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia. but the Spirit suffered them not. Wow. The Holy Spirit said, no, this door is locked, and you're not going through this door. Now, let me tell you how Paul and his company could have been absolutely miserable. They could have been absolutely miserable if they were determined, we want to go to Asia, and we're going to go to Asia. Or we want to go to Bithynia, and we are going to Bithynia, no matter what God or anybody else says. And by the way, we are going there to serve the Lord. Oh, how pious we can be sometimes about this business. Well, I just want to go there to serve the Lord. Well, we certainly should want to serve the Lord, but we serve Him on His terms, His conditions. We go through the doors that He unlocks for us. And by the way, the timing is important as well. And just as I'm preaching this to you, God brought an illustration to my mind that I would like to share with you. It may be a special blessing to somebody's life today. I remember hearing Dr. Bob Jones Jr. tell of a situation of a young girl that was a student in Bob Jones University many years ago. She was quite an accomplished violinist, and she asked for an appointment with him, and he gave her, of course, that audience. And she was telling him that something just wasn't right in her life. She was not living in open sin. She was not living, you know, in drinking or smoking or fornication or adultery or anything like that. But it just seemed like her life was not right. It just wasn't complete. And she was concerned about it, and she wanted to know if he had any information, any counsel he could give. She said, Dr. Bob, I don't go out and do a worldly thing. She said, the only thing I do is play the violin. And she said, I play the violin for the Lord. Well, God gave him some real wisdom, and he asked her this question. He said, now you say the only thing you do is play the violin. Yes, sir. And you play it for the Lord. Yes, sir. He said, well, suppose God wants the violin. Suppose He wants to take the violin away from you. That stopped her cold in her tracks. And she said, no. She said, I've given up everything else, but not the violin. And she walked out. She walked out defeated. But thank God that's not the end of the story. Later, she would come back and she would say, Dr. Bob, the violin also, I'll give that to the Lord. Well, now, dear friend, did God take the violin away from her? No, He did not. But she had to be willing to give it up before she could have victory in her life. You see, she was hiding behind the violin. That's what she liked. And she was using excuses. She was serving the Lord. But she was attached to that violin. Reminds me of the story of Dr. Bill Rice years ago. He was a real cowboy. And Dr. Rice was called into the ministry. And it just grieved him, so to speak, because he'd have to give up his horses. And he thought he'd never be able to have horses again. Well, by and by, of course, he and his wife had a son. I believe his name was Ronnie. And he was born deaf. And because of the challenges that that boy faced, and because of the concern that they had for him and others, they opened a camp. It would become known as the Bill Rice Ranch. And in that camp, eventually, they would be able to have horses. I'm just really fast-forwarding this. Here's what I'm simply saying. Now that camp has served literally hundreds of thousands of young people. Many great victories have been won there. God has blessed in so many lives. And yes, they do have horses out there. And Dr. Veal said he ended up with more horses than he had ever had. And that time, they were in the will of God. Sure, he had to give up his horses for a while. But God, dear friend, does not delight in just breaking our heart. But God does delight in our obedience and love and surrender being to Him and not the things that we have. So whatever it is we have, whatever it is, let's not hide behind it. Let's surrender that to the Lord as well. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? That's a question that's asked in the beautiful gospel song entitled, Is Your All on the Altar by Elisha Hoffman. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Well, this broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans being a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church this midweek time. If you cannot attend, We invite you to join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, www.calbat.org. Please join us next broadcast if you can.